hands-on with the Samsung Galaxy S10, S10 Plus, and S10e by Sasha Segan in PC Magazine on February 20th. Our first look at Samsung's new Galaxy S10 phones. Here are the full specs, prices, release dates, and our hands-on impressions. Samsung likes to think it has something for everyone, and in its new flagship model lineup, it does, except for people who like to save money. The Galaxy S10e, $749.99, S10, $899.99, S10 Plus, $999.99, and the S10 5G. Who knows? Are the company's latest and greatest, with top-of-the-line specs and features to power you through the year and beyond. We got to spend a little time with them ahead of their announcement. All three of the Galaxy S10 models will go on pre-order February 21st and on sale March 8th. They'll be available through all the U.S. carriers, as well as unlocked in all carrier-compatible versions direct from Samsung. If you pre-order before March 7, you'll get a set of Galaxy Buds earbuds, $129.99, for free. The carriers are sure to push through lots of promotions on these phones. For example, Sprint is offering an extra Galaxy S10e with each Galaxy ordered, as long as you use its monthly leasing program. With pricing out of the way, let's take a look at the full rundown of specs, starting with the display. New screen technology. The three Galaxy S10 models we saw have bright, glowy screens. They're using a new screen technology called Dynamic AMOLED, which has crisper and more vibrant colors, emits less excessive blue light, and supports the HDR 10 Plus color range. According to Samsung, DisplayMate Labs has said it has the world's most accurate colors on a mobile device. I'm eager to get that under our common display tester and see how its gamut and accuracy compared with other top smartphones. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus size. The big one, the Galaxy S10 Plus, measures 6.2 by 2.9 by 0.3 inches height with depth, and weighs 6.2 ounces. That's almost exactly the same size as the Galaxy S9 Plus. This one has a 6.4-inch 2960 by 1440 screen and a 4100 mAh battery. Under the display, there's a Qualcomm ultrasonic fingerprint sensor, which Samsung says is more secure than the optical under-display fingerprint sensor OnePlus uses. It should also be more accurate and faster. Its target area is in the middle of the screen, most of the way towards the bottom, and it can be trained with up to 4 fingers. With ultrasonic fingerprint sensing, Samsung seems to have moved away from talking about facial recognition, although the company still offers it. 3 main cameras. This generation of Samsungs joins LG with 3 main cameras, all 12 megapixels each. The regular, 77 degrees, wide, 123 degrees, and 2x, 45 degrees. The S10e only has regular and wide, and you can press a button to switch cameras or just use the zoom slider to move between them. The phones use 2 cameras at the same time for depth sensing in bokeh and AR applications, but don't have a model like LG's where the V40 takes photos with all 3 cameras and lets you pick your view later. The cameras shoot in HDR 10+, and save in both RAW and HEIF formats, if you're into that. 960 frames per second super slow-mo mode remains. The regular and wide-angle cameras have OIS, but not the 2X one. And there's new software-based video stabilization mode. The front-facing cameras are all 10 megapixels f1.9 units. The S10 Plus adds an additional 8-megapixel front-facing camera for depth sensing. A punch, not a notch. With their 19:9 aspect ratios, the phones have slightly less elongated screens than the Galaxy S9 line did. That's because they don't have the additional horns above a screen notch. Instead, the camera is now a hole punch on the right. I think the hole punch looks better than a notch ever did, at least on the S10e and the S10. The S10 Plus has an additional sensor in the front camera, which makes the notch double wide. That bothers me a bit. It becomes an oval, not a circle, and it becomes more noticeable. Elegant edges. All the phones are IP68 water resistant, and all of them have fast charging, wireless charging, and Qi standard reverse wireless charging. That last bit especially helps the phones charge accessories like the new Galaxy Watch or Galaxy Buds earpieces. The reverse charging turns off if the phone goes below 30% battery, Samsung said. The Bixby button remains. Samsung's dedicated Bixby button remains on these phones. Samsung isn't backing away from its proprietary AI assistant. Swiping left from the phone screen still brings you to Bixby mode, and Samsung wants to promote Bixby routines, where the phone, for example, puts itself into Do Not Disturb mode and fires up Waze automatically when you step into your car. Headphone jack. Yes, there's still a standard headphone jack on all three models. The phones work with Samsung's DeX laptop docking system as well. Our demo happened through a DeX cable. Samsung Galaxy S10. The S10 measures 5.9 by 2.8 by 0.3 inches and weighs 5.5 ounces. It doesn't really feel that much bigger than the S10e because it's not wider, it's just taller. It has a 6.1 inch 2960 by 1440 screen and a 3400 milliamp hour battery. I have mixed feelings about the Samsung's new One UI Android skin over Android 9 Pie. It relies on big, simplified icons and attempts to predict what features you'll use most. Some quirky Samsung features, like swiping over the right to get an Edge panel of apps and swiping left for a Bixby panel, remain. There's a lot to like. The settings menu is simplified, with useful, formerly hidden settings pulled up front. There's a system-wide dark mode. But I like to maximize my home screen with many icons, widgets, and folders. And One UI's default is for a few simple, large icons. When I get the phone, I'll be seeing if I can change that setting. Single punch on the Galaxy S10. I find the single hole punch for the 10-megapixel front-facing camera on the Galaxy S10 to be more aesthetically pleasant than the double-wide hole on the S10 Plus. AI and low-light camera features. AI plays an even bigger role in the camera than it did before. Now the S10's camera tells you how to compose your photos. When I took a photo of Engadget's Chris Velasco, it suggested just where to put him in the frame. Although interestingly, when Engadget's Cheryl Lynn Lowe walked into the frame, it suggested I keep focusing on Chris. New AI assistant photo modes also take sharper shots of dogs and cats, Samsung said. Samsung didn't show off its new bright night feature, which is supposed to compete with Google's Night Sight. Night Sight rocked the camera phone world by using smart software to squeeze amazing detail out of low-light scenes. Samsung says it's going hardware first, with a dual-aperture camera that opens up wider in low light, but that bright night will build on that in software. We look forward to testing it. Samsung Galaxy S10e. The smallest model, the Galaxy S10e, measures 5.6 by 2.8 by 0.3 inches and weighs 5.3 ounces. that's shorter but slightly wider than the Galaxy S9. It has a 5.8-inch 2280 by 1080 flat screen and a 3100 milliamp hour battery. Galaxy S10e back. You can tell the S10e from its siblings because it lacks the 2x zoom camera on the back. The wide angle and standard angle cameras are the same as on the more expensive models. Galaxy S10e hole punch. The Galaxy S10e has a flat screen as opposed to the S10 and S10 Plus's curved edges, with a single hole punch 10 megapixel camera like on the S10. Galaxy S10e fingerprint sensor. The S10e doesn't have an ultrasonic fingerprint sensor. Instead, there's a more traditional fingerprint sensor embedded in the power button on the side. Speed and performance. All of the Galaxy S10s have the same Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 processor that we got a preview of in December and benchmarked in January. It's noticeably faster than the Snapdragon 845. The phones will be packed with RAM and storage. The S10e comes in 6GB and 8GB models with 128GB or 256GB of storage. The S10 comes with 8GB and either 128GB or 512GB of storage. And the S10 Plus comes with 8GB or 12GB of RAM and either 128GB, 512GB, or 1TB of storage. All of those models also have memory card slots. The 5G model has 8GB of RAM, 256GB of storage, and no memory card slot. All three also have Qualcomm's new X24 modem, which promises 4G LTE speeds up to 2GB per second. No U.S. carrier can get anywhere near that speed, but the S10 is likely to get faster speeds than the previous models. According to Ookla Speed Test Intelligence, the Galaxy S9 had an average LTE speed of 41.25 megabits across the U.S. for the past 3 months, while the Galaxy S8 had 36.23 and the Galaxy S7 had 31.73 megabits per second. I'd expect the S10 to be another step forward. Note Ookla is owned by Ziff Davis, PC Mag's parent company.